Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
I read somewhere that Napoleon, the great French military leader, was aboard ship on the Mediterranean, walking on the deck late one starry night. A small group of men were mocking the idea of a supreme being. Napoleon stopped and put his hand on the shoulder of one of the officers, and he said, as he swept his hands toward the sky, "You must get rid of those first." There is a vast presence of the starry spaces above us and about us. There is the perfect precision-like movement of the planetary orbits. The stars in their places, the multiple millions of galaxies beyond ours, all of it in perfect order. And we're taught it really didn't have a designer. It just happened. I thought of a simple illustration to describe the absurdity of that. If I took 10 pennies in my hand and marked each one of them in order, number 1, and then 2, and then 3, and then 4, all the way to 10, put those 10 pennies in my pocket, shook the pocket, took my hand out, and reached in to pull out penny number 1, I would have a chance, 1 in 10, of doing that. If I put the first penny back and shook my pocket again and reached in and pulled out this next time penny number 2, I would have 1 chance in 100 of getting that right. Stay with the math. If I reach back in to get number 3 penny after putting number 2 back, having shaken my pocket, my chances of pulling out number 3 now jumps to 1 in 1,000. If I do it all the way to 10, my chance of doing that is 1 in 10 billion, and that's just 10 pennies in my pocket. What do you do with the ordered universe about you? What do you do when you look up? When you ignore what you have been told by those who disbelieve and have already chosen to suppress the truth, what do you do when you see and hear the message of the stellar spaces and the world about us, not only from the telescope, but from the microscope? You must suppress the truth. You must deliberately train yourself to say there is no designer behind this design. As Kent Hughes says in one of his works, it takes a concerted act of the will to deny that a vastly powerful God made and sustains the creation. He or she is suppressing the truth to do so. Oh, it just happened. Thanks to Big Bang, we have them there, perfectly orbiting to where we can set our watches at them. Think of the theories you have learned, which you can probably defend better than you could creation, unfortunately, because you've been taught that. I have a medical friend who told me all the way through medical school, he learned great medicine, and he also learned how important it is to embrace evolution. Not one of his profs believed in a creator God. Brilliant people, but not one.
Most of us were taught the Big Bang Theory and the theory of evolution in public school. We weren't taught about a creator. But when you look at the perfectly ordered universe, it's hard to believe that it all just happened. The telescope reveals an incredibly and intricately designed creation. And creation always requires a creator. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. That's LIFETRAC. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.